That is the theme song from one of the most popular video games of all time. Super Mario Brothers has been played around the world by hundreds of millions of people. The game premiered 30 years ago. Mario is a plumber who must speed through the Mushroom Kingdom to rescue Princess Toadstool. NPR's Laura Seidel met up with its famed creator, Shigeru Miyamoto, here in Los Angeles this week at a big video game conference, the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
The first question I had for Shigeru Miyamoto and his translator was how it is that a Japanese game designer came up with a character that looks like a white guy in overalls with a big nose, a mustache, and a cap.
When I was younger, I used to enjoy comics and drawing comics as well. And among the comics that I read, some were Italian comics. And so I think that my connection to those Italian comics, probably I drew on that inspiration when we first drew the character.
And Mario didn't start out as a plumber. He was a carpenter in Nintendo's first big hit, Donkey Kong, also created by Miyamoto, that first came out as an arcade game in 1981. In Donkey Kong, the Mario character is a carpenter who must climb ladders to rescue a princess from a gorilla. Miyamoto says he got named Mario when the game shipped to the U.S.
There was somebody related to that warehouse whose name was Mario, and the staff at Nintendo in America said that the character looked like the individual named Mario, and so they started calling the character Mario, and when I heard that, I said, oh, Mario's a great name, let's use that.
The name and the character are part of the core storyline of a franchise that has helped Nintendo thrive for decades. Mario became a plumber in Miyamoto's next game because he had to make his way up through a series of pipes. He became Super Mario when Miyamoto added mushrooms that made Mario grow bigger and stronger.
If you think about stories like Alice in Wonderland or other types of fairy tales, mushrooms always seem to have sort of a mysterious power. And so we thought that the mushroom would be a good symbol for why they get it and they grow big.
Mario grows big so he can overtake obstacles like exploding ba-bombs and bad mushrooms called Goombas. Despite the fantastical nature of Miyamoto's games, he was trained as an industrial designer, and so he often thinks of new ways to play his games from what he sees in his life. Super Mario 64 got his swimming style when Miyamoto began to swim for exercise.
I drew on a lot of my experience swimming in creating the underwater swimming scenes with Mario in that game.
Miyamoto's imaginative and childlike universe has spawned over 200 Mario games in various genres. Game developers revere Miyamoto. Dan Hurd makes games for Playful, and he looks to Mario and other games by Miyamoto for inspiration.
I would never call Mario a kid's game or a mascot that only kids understand. It taps into fundamental building blocks of play. It's fun to jump, and it's fun to run and feel free and fly up into the sky and all those things.
At 62, Miyamoto remains a playful person. He's slim with a pageboy haircut and a twinkle in his eyes. He sat down with me to show off the next release in the Super Mario franchise. It's called Super Mario Maker, and it allows players to use the backgrounds and characters to make their own levels.
So you can create courses from scratch with Super Mario Maker, or you can edit courses that already exist within the game.
Can they make me a course that's for people who are really bad?
Miyamoto and his assistant set out to make me my own course level, and they seem to be enjoying themselves.
So to make this a little bit easier, we're going to erase some of these enemies.
It made me really nervous to play Super Mario Maker with the actual maker smiling over my shoulder.
Go up above.
Up above. Oh no! Like as in there. I should have gone through the pipe.
Unfortunately, Super Mario Maker is on the latest Nintendo console, the Wii U, which hasn't sold very well. But there is some good news for those who love the playful designs of Miyamoto's games. Nintendo says it's planning on putting Mario and other popular Nintendo characters in games for tablets and mobile phones. Laura Seidel, NPR News, Los Angeles.